It's actually something new, which is probably why you're not sure what to think of it as. We call it a social publishing system. And what a social publishing system is, it's a combination of a traditional web content management system that's used to build websites and social media systems, which are used to build a community. And you pull those two together, and it results actually in a lot of excitement in government, because you can create a lot of transparency, you can start to create community, you can engage with constituencies. There's a number of things you can do that you weren't able to do before. So
can you give us sort of an example as to how, I mean, everyone knows about content management systems, and frankly, most people who have ever dealt with them have probably pulled their hair out over them. And so the thought of having a better content management system probably gets a lot of people cheering. Is this a way to combine those two things and do what?
It's a way to combine these two things and actually start to interact over the web with the audience you're trying to reach, the reason you're creating a website. And, you know, I think the most famous, you know, thing that people are excited about now, of course, is what's happening with the stimulus in the country. And the administration's created a website to talk about that, and that website's recovery.gov. It happens to be a website built with Drupal, and the whole idea is, let's engage with, you know, with the citizens of this country. Let's talk to them about what's being done to try and get the economy back on track, and let's engage with them to get their ideas on things we need to be doing.
And so how does Drupal do this different than just your traditional content management system would? What would be the differences that people would be able to tell?
Well, sure. You know, I think a lot of folks are starting to hear also a buzz about things like wikis and blogs and Twitter and forums and other ways to work with these communities that you can create online. And traditional web content management systems really struggle to do that easily, to do it quickly, to roll out a website fast, you know, in a day or two kind of numbers, to be able to do that. And this is something that now is possible with Drupal that hasn't been possible with these previous systems.
Traditionally, people don't really like change, even if that change is there to try to help them do their jobs better. But do you find that there's a more of a speed bump there when it comes to federal agencies? Are they easier to get on board? Is it harder? Are there more challenges there?
Well, there's a couple of nice things that makes it easier in this case for federal agencies to get on board. One is, you know, the cost of acquisition. Drupal as a software package is free, so your total cost of ownership is low, and so agencies have been experimenting with it, getting used to it, and finding out, you know, I can roll out a site without major, you know, funds being allocated, and I can start to communicate with this community in a way I've never been able to do at a fraction of the cost I've been able to do before. So whilst there may be barriers, and as you say, people don't necessarily want to change, they're finding that because it's so easy to adopt, the change comes a lot easier.
And so how does one start doing this? I mean, I frankly, and I cover this stuff fairly closely, I didn't know recovery.gov was running on Drupal.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you start? How do you start? What's the starting point for this?
Well, there's depending upon, you know, your agency or your particular requirements, there's a couple of ways to start. In the case of some of the groups we're working with, they've come to Acquia. You know, we are founded by the same people who founded Drupal. We have a number of free to download installers of Drupal, so you can quickly download it and start working with it. If you're on the technical side, we have people you can talk to that might be able to give you some ideas about how to think about what you do to build something more compelling. Or you can work with one of our more than 100 partners, people that actually build these websites. So like the people that built recovery.gov, like the people who are building many of the other federal agency websites. These are small independent organizations who do this for a living, and they work with Acquia to provide that capability.
And so in the recovery.gov situation, where they're trying to not only build this transparency, but they are also trying to create a conversation around this, how does Drupal allow you to do that? Is it just the system, the framework is built that way to sort of inherently built to incorporate these social networks in there?
That's absolutely correct. Drupal has core capabilities, and in addition to that, it has a number of modules. So, for example, if you want to create a module that sends out a Twitter message out to people who are following it that says, you know, there's some new information available, or this is how this particular set of funds is being used, that can automatically be built into the website using this Twitter module. So as soon as you post that content to the website, a message is sent out to whoever might be following you on Twitter to say, hey, here's a little bit of information you might want to know, and here's where you can go to get more detailed information if you want it. So just by incorporating these modules, easy plugins that have been built by this community, you can add that capability to your website.
So the real advantage here is that this has been built in from the beginning. It's not something that somebody had a content management system and then they went back and said, oh, you know, Twitter's out there. We need to figure out how to incorporate that into what we do.
Exactly.
Where do you see this going from here? Some of the things that you just described have been kind of blowing my mind. And who would have imagined even just a couple of years ago? Well, clearly you guys did. So where does it go now?
Well, we're very excited about some of the conversations we're starting to have with federal agencies. You know, we have a number of clients outside of the federal agencies, and one of our most exciting ones is a leading music brand, and all of their major artists have their own independent websites with independent content, but based on just one installation of Drupal. And as we've been talking with various folks, either from GSA or from the defense arenas, we realized that for a very modest cost, you can build one simple, let's call it configuration of Drupal, but each agency or smaller agencies can have their own websites with their own content and be able to communicate to the people that want to work with them. So, for example, one of the other agencies that's starting to look at expanding their use of Drupal is DISA, who does a number of disaster relief activities, and they believe that whilst all of these disaster relief activities are independent disasters, if they have one configuration of Drupal, they can quickly assemble. I mean, literally in a day, you hear about a tsunami here or a tornado there or, you know, a flood. You can easily put together a new website, get it up quickly, and have information for both people who are caught in the disaster, people trying to help with a disaster, or just people trying to get information about it at a much, much quicker pace.